You're listening to KHOL. I'm Kyle Mackey with the local newscast. Leaders of about a dozen Jackson Human Services organizations gave a quarterly update to town and county elected officials Monday during a joint information meeting. While many of the organizations report that their programming is going well, staffing and housing issues are a nearly universal challenge. Patty Boyd is executive director of the Children's Learning Center, which provides childcare and early education services.
We are dangerously low in staffing. We're down about 7 people. Just found out we're going to lose 2 more because of housing. The ripple effect of that is right now we're able to maintain all of our classrooms. That may not be the case coming up.
Meanwhile, 2 organizations that provide direct food and financial support say they're seeing more demand from the community as inflation has spiked the cost of food, gas, and housing. Carrie Stanley is director of programs at 122 Resource Center, and Hannah Cooley is executive director of Whole Food Rescue.
So this summer, we've been seeing a lot of new faces into the organization, just not being able to make ends meet right now.
There just seems to be a little bit more urgency behind this food access program. More people are standing in line waiting for the program to begin. We've had to decrease the amount of food that individuals are able to take from, you know, as much as they want to 1 bag per family.
At least 2 other organizations, the Community Safety Network of Jackson Hole, which provides services for victims of domestic violence, and Voices JH, which supports local immigrants, also noted a troubling rise of individuals and families they're working with who are experiencing homelessness. Grand Teton National Park issued a fishing advisory last week, urging anglers to stop fishing at 2 p.m., after which water temperatures are likely to exceed 68 degrees. High temperatures are more stressful for fish, and that's when catch and release can be fatal. The park is encouraging folks to fish early in the morning during cooler temperatures, carry a thermometer to check water temperature, and play and land fish quickly in order to reduce their exhaustion. Finally, as of Monday, the Teton County Recycling Center is now accepting residential food waste for composting. Food waste, with the exception of any shellfish, can be self-hauled to the recycling center Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The compost should be delivered in buckets of 5 gallons or less, and the flat rate fee for composting at the recycling center is $2 per container. Kyle Mackey, KHOL News.